One of the world's most powerful and most recognized media figures is launching a new project this week. OWN, O-W-N, stands for the Oprah Winfrey Network. NPR's Netta Ulaby says its success could depend on whether Winfrey's audience will follow her to her new cable channel.
To be clear, we're talking about a fan base so passionate in their devotion, they've been repeatedly parodied on the Onion News Network.
The beloved talk show host made the announcement that she's going to invite fans to be buried along with her in her tomb upon her death.
Okay, that's a joke. But here's what's not.
Now was a good time for her to leave syndicated television.
Eric Deggans covers TV for the St. Petersburg Times. He says since Winfrey started her show 25 years ago, a daily national syndicated show is less powerful than it used to be. Winfrey faced possible pay cuts and the loss of some important markets. Starting her own cable channel, he says, is potentially brilliant, but even for Oprah Winfrey, it's audacious.
There's really no precedent. I mean, I don't think anyone has ever built an entire cable channel around their own personal brand.
OWN, the new Oprah Winfrey Network. The only network that can jumpstart your health, wealth, and happiness.
Really? Pretty big claims for a channel that's not even going to feature Winfrey herself 24/7, says critic Eric Deggans.
You have reruns of Trading Spaces, you have reruns of Dr. Phil, you have these reality shows built around cooking and sex therapy and a guy who's a personal organizer. It is not necessarily the most thrilling stuff.
It's impossible to make your best choices in a cluttered, messy, disorganized space.
I think the initial run of shows that they have scheduled to debut are going to be disappointing.
We never intended to make Oprah TV. That was never the goal of launching OWN.
Christina Norman runs the OWN network. She used to run MTV. When I asked her if her mission was broadening Winfrey's appeal past her core demographic of middle-aged ladies, she said, "Do not underestimate the Oprah."
Young people admire her for what she's accomplished. Men look at her as a financial and business success and think, like, wow, there's somebody who's really rocking it.
The master plan, says Norman, is reaching as many people as possible with perfectly branded programming about living your best life.
So Oprah Presents Masterclass is really the show that at least the viewers will see on our launch that she's been most heavily involved in. It was her idea, and she curated the show.
Eight of what they call thought leaders, that is to say Oprah's celebrity pals, share, in the words of the channel, their life lessons. They include Sidney Poitier, Maya Angelou,
Jay-Z, Simon Cowell, Lorne Michaels.
Not the Dalai Lama?
Not the Dalai Lama. Not for season one.
The OWN network got off to a bumpy start. Many of the marquee shows will not debut until later in the season. Those include reality shows about the fraught personal lives of people like Sarah Ferguson, Duchess of York, Ryan and Tatum O'Neill, and Shania Twain. And a daily talk show featuring a one-time competitor, the woman once known as the Queen of Nice, Rosie O'Donnell, is not slated to begin until autumn. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
And to see a video preview for OWN with an original song by Wyclef Jean, visit npr.org.